Okay, good morning, everybody, and very happy Yom HaTzmaut. So Chamishi of Kedoshim really deals primarily with Molech. A little bit at the end, Ova Nidoni, and then famously Vizkadishtem V'Yisam Kedoshim, which it's striking to note that Rashi understands that Vizkadishtem Avodah Zarah, I guess Vizkadishtem V'Yisam Kedoshim gets most of the press, definitely relates to, you know, the Avodah Zarah piece, but it is interesting to note that in context, Rashi is a very strong argument. So the vast majority of Aliyah is devoted to Molech. We've already talked about how Molech is a unique Avodah Zarah. The Rabban debates with it's like a shame of Avodah Zarah Prati, like it was the name in particular of Avodah Zarah, or the act itself. Avodah Zarah Sheish Bo Shvichos Damim. So there are like a number of diukim in the psukim. You know, Am Haaretz Yirgemu V'Aven, not just, you know, Ragom Yirgemu V'Kol Aida, but Am Haaretz. So that's point number one that the Rabban notices. Avanina Sati Espanai V'Ishahu, the Ani, which the Ramban says is completely unique amongst the Krisos, right? That it's Va'ani, that, like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself needs to, you know, extirpate this Molech. And then finally, Ali Barashi, Lema'an Tameyas Mikdashi, L'chalel Shem Kachi, Tameyas Mikdashi, Knesset Yisrael. That this is an affront to all of Knesset Yisrael. This is the Ramban references the Gemara Brachos Lamed Hey. It's not just Harei Zamal, but, you know, Kilu Gonev La'aviv V'imo La'aviv V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Imo Knesset Yisrael. So a person, you know, that's like a relatively minor offense. That's telling us how significant Bracha Rishona is. But if you really want to know, a grave offense, the Tameis Mikdashi, the Chalal is Knesset Yisrael. That would be, you know, Molech. That's what Molech does. So, you know, when you put all these things together, the Ramban says what's clear is that this is not, you know, not every, you know, Chiyuv Karis is created equal. And what Molech requires is Am Haaretz, you know, Yirgemuhu. It's the entire nation of Israel has to respond, because if they don't, then they all stand to be contaminated. And that's what the Torah says here in this Aliyah, that when you see Molech, you know, it requires this immediate extirpation. Again, this is Ramban Lashitaso, because he thinks that Molech really is not just, you know, the formal act of Mesira Lekumarim and then, passing between the pyres, but actual human sacrifice. So if you think about it, the Ramban's approach is incredibly meduyak, because the Torah says, if halem yalimu am haaretz eseneyam yina ishahu betitom mizara lemelech levilti amiso zo v'samti ani as panai v'ishahu v'mishpachto v'ichrasi otom v'esklazonim achrav liznos achreya molech mikarev amam. It's like, you're either with us or you're against us, right? So there's no recourse to sort of like, you know, look the other way, you know, v'salamta mehem. No, not when it comes to molech. The am haaretz, you know, needs to respond, and needs to respond, you know, with, great violence here, you know, with extreme prejudice, because Molech is that kind of a threat to the integrity of Klal Yisrael, Leman Tameis Mikdashi, L'chalil, as Knesset Yisrael, as Rashi says, you know, that's really what's at stake. It's the internal, you know, integrity of Knesset Yisrael. Without that, V'yis Kadishem, V'yisem Kedoshim, Ken Yeshem Vokechem, Rashi says, right, so to document the point, Zo Precious of Avodah Zarah, you know, we're going back to the beginning of the parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu, Molech represents a threat to the very, an existential threat to the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. It's simply an incompatibility. It's one or the other.